Hello there, friend. Welcome back to the Cash Confidence Stylist podcast. So before we get into this episode, I got a question for you. How often do you ask yourself, where the hell is my money going? Okay, look, a lot of us, that runs in a constant loop in our mind. And it's time to take your first step towards financial empowerment. So I wanted to give you a free resource that is going to help you do just that. I want to give you Assess Your Situation, which is the first module in my course, as well as your guide to figuring out where the fuck your money is actually going. Sorry if you have kids in the car. So this is going to be a free guide that I've created to help you break the loops, providing you with tools to assess your current financial situation. You don't even have to break out the calculator, and to help you gain awareness about what you actually need to start making those money moves where it truly matters. So go ahead and scroll all the way down to the bottom of the show notes and snag it. The link is down there, and enjoy this episode. Let me know how assessing your situation goes. Thanks, friends. Welcome to the Cash Confidence Stylist Podcast. Here, we dive into topics that reach far beyond the salon. I'm your host, Misty Jane. I'm a life and money coach for stylists who are obsessed with personal growth. I help you enhance your mindset around money, build a business that lights you up, and create a life of peace. Me and my guests are on a mission to normalize the wealthy stylist while creating a safe space to be perfectly imperfect. Want to join me? Then you're in the right place. Hello there, friends. Welcome back to the Cash Confidence Stylist Podcast. So today I am chatting with Laura Elizabeth. She has been on quite a few times before. This conversation was so good and so powerful. And we're talking about new level, new devil, right? So the concept of this was always in my mind, well, once you get to a new level, there's going to be new things you have to learn and new stressors. And while that is true, I think that there is an aspect that is not discussed enough, and it has to do with that whole healing journey, self-improvement, subconscious aspect, right? So when you hit a new level, you are going to have past stresses leak in to your current situation. Now, these past stresses are not always there for a reason. Sometimes they are there just because they are comfortable. They are there just because your mind is used to you being a certain way. And now that you have crept into this new, or clawed your way into this new way of being, it wants to pull you back down. This is a very vulnerable, very powerful conversation. And if you enjoy it, please, please, please share it. Share it with a friend. Share it on Instagram. Leave a review. Let me or Laura know what you think. You can find Laura at I Am Laura Elizabeth on Instagram. Sharing these episodes, any episode of the podcast, is so unbelievably helpful to spread the message that is the Cash Confidence Stylist. So again, if this has impacted you in any way, please, please, please share it. Let's get the word out that this podcast is going to help so many fucking people. I mean, it already does, but we're trying to like really expand that this year. So if you could do me a favor and spread the word, that would be great. And I hope that you enjoy. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Misty.
I feel like I always sound so creepy at that beginning part. Welcome back to the Cash Confidence Stylist. I am super excited about this conversation. As always, this has started with something I said in my stories on my walks, because if you don't follow me on Instagram, I post a lot of stories in the morning on my walks when I have all my thoughts rushing through my head. And Laura commented on this particular one that she was feeling very similarly. And we were like, well, obviously we have to record the conversation about it.
Talk about it.
Yes. So before we start, for any new listeners who have not heard you on the podcast before, Laura Elizabeth, who are you and what do you do?
Well, thank you so much for inviting me back on. I love, first off, talking with you, and I love your morning walks. It's like, I do listen to them quite often. And it's inspiring to hear other people's thoughts, especially those that are higher thinkers, higher level thinkers, in my opinion, because I get ideas or even thoughts. I'm like, oh, I've never thought of it that way. My name's Laura Elizabeth. I am a business strategist coach for hairstylists. I help independent hairstylists scale and grow their business into micro salons. I'm a hairstylist, salon owner myself in a micro salon, and I just love everything hair. I specialize in extensions mostly, but I just love our industry so much, and I love helping other hairstylists reach their next level of success as well.
Yes, which is like the perfect segue into this conversation. So, what I was saying in this video was that, you know, there's this idea of like new level, new devil, right? Of like once you hit the next level in your life, your business, whatever, that there's still going to be something hard or something, some type of struggle or something that we, what would you say, like learn from, right? And I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about how when I look back at 6 years ago, Misty, and what I was going through, it's actually very similar to what I'm going through now, but different. So it's like this cycle of like growth and then old stresses coming back like in a new way. And we'll give more examples as we're kind of talking through. But I want that's basically the gist of this conversation. Like, I want to really dive into this. Now, how did this resonate for you when you heard me talking about this in my stories?
It was interesting because I feel like, especially being the beginning of the year, I analyze my life often. And when things come back up, what I used to perceive them as is, I haven't worked through this yet. Why does this keep coming up? I guess I haven't learned the lesson. And my mental state goes back to when that first started happening. But when you said it, it brought me back into the present, thinking, like, wait. This is not the same lesson coming up. It might feel that way because my inner self is still placing it or acknowledging it in the past, but I've evolved. And I talk about this. Like, every lesson that you've learned brings you to where you are today, and you're not starting from ground zero. Like, there's no ground zero. You actually keep leveling up. So as I've evolved and I've grown emotionally and personally and spiritually in all the ways, just because a lesson comes back up doesn't mean I haven't learned it. It's just I now have get to learn it in a new way. And so it took me from feeling like I was behind to feeling like, no, I'm right on time. And I just get to dive deeper into this so I can unpack it differently. And so I can continue to like level up. And leveling up to me isn't becoming a just better. It's really about the evolution of life and
Right.
entrepreneurship and motherhood for me now and being a human being. It's, I don't know. It's like, to me, it's the exciting aspect of like living. And I used to think about it as like, if some trauma comes up or if some hard lesson comes up, then I must be doing something wrong.
Right. Or even the idea of like feeling like you have to fix it. You know, that's something that I realized this past year as well is like, I'm not fixing myself, I'm enhancing myself, right? So this thing keeps happening, whatever this thing may be. Maybe I let's call it like a stress comfort zone. Okay. So like the cycle keeps cycling. The same stress comes up, but in a very different way. So, okay, for example, 6 years ago, I was in massive debt because of not knowing how to deal with my finances, right? I would just put whatever I felt like buying, food, all these on credit cards. If I remember just like buying a new car for like on a Thursday, like random Thursday, like, you know what I mean? Like no like direction of my finances, right? And I remember that feeling and that like never gonna get out of this and this like deep stress feeling about it. And now 6, 7 years later, I have this business debt that I've talked about openly to be able to grow the business the way that I have because I completely walked away from behind the chair to open up the time to do so. And it was interesting because when I was that week that I posted that story, I found myself back in that same stress feeling. And I had to realize that, wait a minute, that's not what's actually happening. Like, this is actually to build something different. I'm not just frivolously, I can't talk, say that 3 times fast, frivolously buying Lululemon and purses and like food constantly. Like, I'm doing this with intention and for a very different reason and for like a different kind of growth. And it was this aha moment of like, well, wait a minute. If I want to be this person that builds a business, I have to be a person that builds a business and not fall back into the person who beats herself up over, you know, what was perceived as shitty decisions. And it was just kind of this aha moment of like, wow, same stress doesn't belong in this situation.
Yes. I wholeheartedly, when I didn't know at the time when you shared the story, it had anything to do with money, but that has come up in my current situation, even my husband and I, in the last year since planning a family, having a baby, both our businesses changed in a really short period of time and our income shifted. And we've both had to be really intentional about like where we invest, where we save, what gets on credit cards, because that's been happening a little bit more than normal. And the old triggers of debt have been like making me feel terrible. I'm like, look where you are, Laura, you've gotten out of this. Cause I also at one point got into a lot of debt, got out, got back into it, got back out, and now I'm back into it. And I'm like, wait, am I just not learning the lesson? Mm-hmm. And your story made me honestly, and I had no idea at the time it had to do with money, but your story made me think about, okay, I'm learning this in a different way because I'm choosing to grow a business differently. Everything right now that is on a credit card is business related.
Yep.
And I need to look at that as like fuel. Like it's like energy moving my businesses forward. It feels slow to me. So I'm like, my return's not the way I thought it would be, but it's really just, I'm still in those stages of like learning and applying and applying and trying and applying and trying and knowing it's going to work out. But don't get scarce. Don't be scarcity about it. Like, don't think about it from a limiting point of view. Because you know, I think from you, even in the past, it's like your net worth is whatever your income is based off whatever your expenses are. And then that's really what you're worth. And I'm like, I'm in the negatives. That's vulnerable right for me to share right now. We may not be totally in the negatives, but it feels that way. Right. And I think it's just because I'm not looking at it strategically. I'm looking at it based off emotions right now. And emotions lie. Your emotions are barometers to your success.
I'm glad you said that because especially like, and I think for me too, like that week specifically where it like all those old feelings were flooding back as a money coach, what happens? Immediate limiting beliefs. Who am I? I'm going through this. Who am I to teach other people not to go through it? You know what I mean? And like, and what I realized in that moment is, wait a minute, but I changed my relationship with money. I changed the way that I am aware about my finances. I changed how I can organize, because even going into the business debt, there was still organization and plan behind it, right? Like, hey, okay, I'm going to take on this debt so that I can do this, which is very different than what I was doing in the past. And what what I was thinking about is like, okay, wait, who am I to teach people money if I'm going back to this feeling, right?
Yeah,
keyword, not situation, very different situations. And I was like, no, Misty, you're teaching what you know, right? I'm not teaching people how to go into debt to build a business. Now, will I in a couple of years? Probably. Why? Because I'm learning the lessons that I need to learn now to build my knowledge to help other people. And I think that's almost where we can get caught up, especially with educators, of like, I know so many educators that battle things that they teach just in a different way. And I think that people don't realize that. People think, oh no, they know everything. And God forbid, like there's nothing, there's something unperfect behind the scenes. It's like, no, no, no. They teach what they've been through. That doesn't mean they're still not working through their own things. I personally think money blocks are always going to pop up. I think that once I get through this one, there's going to be another one in a couple years. I'm thinking 6 years. I really think the cycles happen very similarly. I don't know how you feel about that. I don't know. I think that it's important to be honest about, not honest necessarily, not everyone needs to like put all their shit out like I like to do, but I think it's important for people to understand that.
Agreed. I wholeheartedly agree. I think as an educator, there is a perception that you have all your shit together and all your ducks in a row and you've already learned all the lessons. And it's like, no, 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 no. Just like a parent, you're growing with your child. Just like an educator, you're growing with your mentees. Like the mentor is always evolving and growing. And I felt that way, especially early in 2023, which I feel like we're still there. As I was growing, so I'm launching the Microsalon Experience, the first time I'm launching it. And I come back from maternity leave and my business completely changes. It felt like it was falling apart. It really wasn't, but that's how it felt. The income was different. My team had changed. I was financially like hurting a little bit, and I'm about to launch a program to teach someone how to do it. I'm like, who the hell am I to do this work? And my coach at the time, because I'm still working with, was just a beautiful mirror to me to be like, you know, you already have done this. You know what to talk about. You know what you're doing. You know how to teach it. You're just in a season right now that's growing you, and it's okay. And so we really did have to work through the triggers, because just because I was in a season that felt hard didn't mean that I didn't have the tools to teach this to somebody. Yep. It was giving me even, if anything, more tools to be like, okay, if this happens to you, like, here's how, now I can say this because I'm on the other side of it. Right, here's how you can navigate that. Because when you're scaling anything, whether it's business, whether it's your bank account, whether it's your own personal quality of life, like you're gonna hit those like points where you're gonna be brought to your knees, and it's gonna feel like a past fail, and you're probably gonna be like, "This, I'm not supposed to move forward because this is a total stop sign." When it's not, it's just like a pause. Let's pause and reassess and pivot. Which is what I had to do. And honestly, like for the business side of things, like we have these such a strong team now. We're starting off this year on like a really good note. Things are working out amazingly, and it didn't discredit me as a coach whatsoever. If anything, I feel like now it gives me more credibility because I went through that shit.
Yep. Yep. I think that, I mean, you've got to start looking at your problems or your stressors as an expander, right? Like,
that's a good reframe.
I mean, both of us know, right, is like when something bad is happening, it's hard to see it when you're in it sometimes, but like when you get these feelings, you know, you've got to go, what am I learning from this? I'm learning something from this. And sometimes it's not what you think it is, right? Like sometimes, like you said, it's actually you're learning how to better show up for your people. I've been thinking about that a lot lately because I was a little out of touch with how the people that I'm coaching feel. Because when I first started this, I wasn't in debt. I had paid it all off. I was, you know, 5 years later, bought the house that I love. And you know what I mean? Like, and I almost had to, I remember having so many conversations going with my marketer, like, I don't even remember how that feels. And then now the universe was like, oh, here you go. You want to remember? Here. There you go. So I look at it now. That's we're like, hilarious. Okay. So I heard something recently that was like, create from the pain and then like talk about it strategically, right? And yeah. I think about that often and I'm like, okay, this was here for a reason. This is happening for a reason. Write it down. How are you feeling? What is going on? Like, how do you get out of it? How are you getting out of it? Because I remember feeling so stressed out financially all the time. I remember all my decisions being based around the stress of my money. I remember like the scarcity was so deep. It's not like that now. I have days where I'm like, fuck, I just wish it was gone. If it was gone, I could pay for this or that or this or that, right? But that's the old shit now, you know, that's coming up. And it's like, it's so much more peaceful than it was before, because there is intention around it, even if it's not the intention that I would have hoped for. I would have loved for somebody to hand me like $100,000 and been like, here, go start a business. You know what I mean? Like, Right. But that's not my reality because I start messy.
I love that. It's interesting. Sarai was talking about this on something she taught recently. And that's a platinum draft for those of you who are listening and know her. But she was talking about trees and how trees are actually designed to endure wind. And the wind is actually designed to help strengthen the tree's trunk and the branches. And it actually builds like essentially tenacity in the tree, the ability to withstand more wind. And if you think about that within our lives, like sometimes when we are hit with something that feels really hard, we're like, everything's crumbling and life sucks and I should just stop whatever I'm doing because it's a stop sign versus like a pause. When really, if we were to take that and see that as like, I'm building strength right now, like this storm is building my strength. It sucks to be in the middle of it. I don't like it. I don't have to like it, but it's building my strength. And it is like, again, going back to what brought us to this conversation is reframing your mindset to not going back to the old beliefs or the old memories of what we once, like how that trigger, it's a trigger, right? The trigger's coming up to that old memory of like, uh-oh, like your body's like, limiting belief alert, triggers are coming up. It's time for you to stop what you're doing because this is unsafe.
Yep.
And it's reminding yourself of all the work that you've done. Like I still continue on my inner child journey because she screams at me often. She just shows up in random places and she needs my attention. And I forget about her often. So a lot of my triggers are about inner child work. And it's typically right now I'm stuck in this adolescent phase where she's really angry. And so when I see things coming up, and right now, a lot of those are still about relationships of not being accepted or not being liked. And then I go back to my old high school years and then I'm like, I need to be by myself because I can't trust anybody. When really it's like, no, Laura, like current Laura who's sitting here today, you've evolved. You've gone through the work. You know the truths. You don't have to keep going back to like 17-year-old Laura who feels hurt. Let's bring us to like 40-year-old Laura who knows, okay, what are the truths in today? And how can I navigate whatever feels hard right now to today's relevance, not going back to what we think it's really stemming from or whatever the false narratives are. It's so easy to talk about it. It's so not easy to actually like act upon it when you're in that moment.
Oh, yeah.
It feels so real. Like those memories feel so real.
Right. And that's the key, right? Like coaching yourself is like when that happens and they feel real, you have to do something different than you've ever done before. And that is like, because if you have those same feelings over and over again, and then you continue to do the same thing that you've always done, guess what? You're going to get the same result. And it is going to be a cycle. But when you have these feelings and then you go, okay, wait a minute. So I'm feeling the scarcity. I'm feeling like something's not right. I'm feeling like I fucked up, whatever it is. What can I do different this time? You know what I mean? Like, how can I make this feeling actually feel safe? Because at the end of the day, we are still have a roof over our head, right? Like you still have a family that you love. You still get to do amazing things. So like, what is the difference here? I mean, there's not a whole, like everything's felt like I always go to worst case scenario. Like, okay, I'm stressed about this. What's the worst case scenario? I don't know. This is like really like horrible worst case scenario. Well, not horrible, but like, you know, okay, file bankruptcy, right? What does that mean? It means I can't like buy anything big for 3 years. Like, right. You know what I mean? Like if you really think about it, you're like, huh, it's not really that bad. Like I'm not going to be homeless on the street with my family. Like, you know what I mean? Like we have to just realize that like scarcity mindset is not serving us in any way. And I know for me personally, I want to step into that kind of CEO business role. And I was having a conversation with one of my clients in the salon last night who just hit $1 million in her acupuncture business. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
$1 million in 1 year. Okay. Acupuncture business. She only has 3 employees. Like this is not like some huge, crazy, you know, thing that she has going on. Right. And, we were talking about, I lost my train of thought for a second here, but we were talking about like how she was able to do that. And she was like, I would have days where I'm like, this isn't possible for me. I can't do this. And she had a coach who would say to her, what does that person who makes $1 million a year, what would she do? Right. And like stepping into doing that thing instead of sulking about it and feeling like you're not worth it and it's not for you. What would that person do? You know? And I think sometimes that's hard for us because we don't always know what that person would do. Maybe we've never seen that person before, you know? So do you feel like you've had to like, whatever that higher self is that you want to like dive into or be like, have you had to kind of navigate what do they do? I'm not sure. Do you just step your foot into something and go, maybe this isn't right. Like, does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm actually, as you said that, I think I just was like, wait a minute, what would I do to hit this number? Because I have a micro salon. I have a team of 3 employees, including myself, 4 total. And I'm like, wait a minute, we can do something. I just went down the rabbit hole in my brain. So I'm going to come back to our conversation. But it's, here's the thing. I think it's so, it feels easier to hear it from somebody else because it's someone else's either influence or someone else's words that you're like, oh, I needed to hear that in that moment, which what you said was really, that was powerful. So thank you for that coaching moment.
You're welcome. It's what I do.
You do it. I think like for someone who's in it, like how do they bring themselves out of it? Like if you've never seen it done before, I mean, one, start building your circles bigger, start getting yourself in rooms or in front of people that can be your expanders. Because if you've never seen it done and all you do is hang around people who continue to do things small, totally fine. If you want to stay in that circle, fine. But if you continuously look out the window at the things that are bigger, you got to get into those circles of bigger and understand what those bigger things actually mean for you. And does that align?
Yep.
And you know, there's obviously modalities of that through listening to podcasts. There's modalities of that getting into like Facebook groups or hiring a coach. Like there's a lot of different ways to do that. I think it's really hard to do it by yourself. Like I'm not, for me, I'm not the type of person that I'm not an visionary when it comes to making up my own ideas. I really do well by being inspired. And then my new ideas come from that. So that's what I know about myself. Some people are great at envisioning like, oh, I'm going to come up with this new thing. And it's like life-changing. I admire those people because I'm not that person, but I do well with people who expand me and then I run with it. So find yourself expanders, like get expanders in your life. And if you don't even know where to start, like Misty is a beautiful expander. You expand me all the time. That's why I like listening to your morning walks. Or hiring someone to help you is going to be like, again, it's redundant to repeat myself again, but that really I continuously invest in my own coaching as a coach because it continues to expand and I hire different coaches and I hire more expensive coaches because mm-hmm. I get to see what they do. And that helps me be like, oh, do I want that? Or do I not want that? Misty and I were talking previously about a coach we've worked with separately and there were things that I learned really quickly within that experience for myself that I was like, it was definitely like the coaching was great, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to leave some of that stuff. Like I took what I needed and there's things that I left and I was like, I just don't need that. I don't think that aligns right now. And sometimes you do have to learn that too. Like what's going to align with your business just because you learn something doesn't mean you have to do it.
Yes. Oh, yes. I think I figured that out probably in like second year of this business is like, I was doing all the things. It's kind of when you start doing hair, right? And you're like doing all the services and then you niche down to what you love, you know? And it's very similar almost in life. Sometimes you have to learn a lesson. Maybe it's a financial lesson. Maybe it's a time lesson. Maybe it's a, you know, you try something and you don't like it lesson. But you're never going to learn the lesson if you don't put yourself in the room or in the situation, you know? And I was just actually I was just thinking about, oh my gosh, I don't know why my thoughts keep, this was so good. And my thoughts keep like slipping me today. Cause I feel like I've been talking about this conversation so much in the past, like week, like, I feel like I could go so many different directions with kind of like stepping into who you want to be, the good, the bad, and the ugly, right? I think when we think of, well, I'm going to step into who I want to be, okay? So I'm going to dress like them and I'm going to talk like them and blah, blah, blah. We forget that those people cry behind the scenes or we forget that those people have struggles. And when those struggles start to present themselves to us, when we start to lean into that person that we want to be, it challenges our identity. That's it. That's the word I'm looking for. So we get so stuck in who we are and who we always have been, but we also desire like being something different. We forget that that's actually having to change our identity a little bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so like I always thought of myself as like, I'm simple. I don't need a lot. Like, you know, I just like experiences, like I don't care about like fancy cars and blah, 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 right? Like that's like my identity. But the way that I've always said it is also kind of insinuating that I don't need like, I don't need a lot of money and blah, blah, blah. You know, there was like money blocks behind that, that I didn't realize were there. And then once you start going, well, I want to travel more. I want to go back to Italy. I want to go here. I want to go there. And it's like, well, I need money to do that. You know, I need money to open up those opportunities. So then you start going, well, I don't want to be that person that just wants simple. Like, you know what I mean? Like, so how do I shift my identity to be the person that wants to lay down in the lay down fucking Delta One bed, you know, to fly to Italy? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, and sometimes that is so uncomfortable. It's so uncomfortable. And we have to get uncomfortable, even in our thoughts.
It is like, I agree with you. There's, like, it's funny. So past, like, let's just say 10 years ago, Laura, 10 years ago, Laura, if she were to get a screenshot of her life now, would be like, no way. Are you going to achieve that achievement, open a business, have a baby, get remarried, we'll get divorced, then remarried, have that type of car? Like, no way is that going to happen. So it's kind of cool to look back and be like, look at all the things that I can do. And then there's still a side of me that thinks and looks at the other side of like, how cool would it be to have like, to be like a millionaire and to have the opportunities that come with the income level of that. And there's this part of me that's like, that's just never going to happen. And I realized this recently that I've not, in the last couple of years, especially getting really focused on family building, I've stopped really giving myself the opportunity to dream a larger income level because I was just like, that wasn't where my focus was. I just wanted to keep doing what I was doing because my energy went elsewhere. And that's great. It kept things status quo. But now I'm like, okay, it's time to start really envisioning something bigger. And my personal motivation behind money isn't to just be a billionaire and then have like, you know, drip myself with like things. Like, I like nice things, but I don't need nice things to have a good quality of life. And I've had to work through money blocks because of that. You know, I used to have this thing like, well, people with a lot of money like are inclusive and they're not nice. And they, you know, only like nice things. They only want to hang around expensive friends. And that's not true. That's not true. I think it's really reframing my own level of like, okay, if I've been stopping myself from hitting my next threshold of income, it's because I need to work through on those stories, number one. And number two, I need to start really getting strategic with where that's going to come from. It's not just going to magically fall in my lap.
Yeah.
And then like limiting beliefs show up, right? And I have to, it's like, it's this constant evolution of working through belief systems and updating them, essentially, like updating our phones to then supporting, like they're always going to be a little fearful, but they don't have to be as fearful as they were. And yes, like you just said, I can have strategy to help with scaling a business and still be a little bit scared, but have a stronger belief in where I'm going and less focus on the scarcity or the limiting thoughts or coming from a place of like not being worthy enough, right? Like,
yes.
I definitely have struggled with self-worth in regards to just success because like, well, who am I to be having that kind of a success? Like, but then I open social media and I look at somebody who's fucking crushing it and I'm like,
or is perceived to be crushing it.
That's true. Regardless, I still cheer them on. I don't like, I'm not like, ugh. I'm the girl that's going to cheer you on and be like, how'd you do it?
Right. That's same. What I'm gonna be doing. Well, that's where you got to like, let the ego go, right? Is like, you have to like, I am not drawn to people who know everything. Like I am not, that is not, when I see somebody like know it all, like I am not drawn to that. I'm actually very repelled by that. Like, because I don't believe you, like I lose trust in you. Like I need to know that like you're curious about other things as well. I need to know that you're open to learning new things as well. Not necessarily from me, just from in general, you know what I mean? Because I just don't think there's anyone out there that knows everything, period, you know? And it's like, if you're a listener to this podcast, you know, I like vulnerability is like my favorite thing. I need to see that in somebody, you know what I mean? Because I just feel like we have to be curious. We have to be curious about our thoughts. We have to be curious about our actions. We have to be curious about what it is that we want and why we want it. And do we really want it? You know? And I think that if we're just like so hard-headed and not curious enough, we do ourselves like a massive disservice. Massive disservice.
Absolutely.
Yeah. The identity thing I think is very interesting too, because I met you, gosh, has it been 4 years, 3 years, 4 years?
2021. Yeah.
It's like 3 years. Yeah. It was around the start of this business. Yeah. And Before we really met at Love Retreat, Elizabeth Faye's Love Retreat. And before that, I was very much attached to my identity that I had growing up, very much, a lot. Like it was something I thought about often. It was when we went to the retreat, it was something that came up often, like my childhood and all these things, right? And there has been, in the past 3 years, there has been some massive shifts there, a lot of healing there. It's something I don't even think about anymore. Like it, like, especially this past year. And it's wild to me because I was that person. I was that kid that was raised by the redneck bikers, drugs, like, you know what I mean? And then now I'm like, but that's not me anymore. That was me as a teenager, as a child, you know what I mean? And it's like, and it's been insane to actually look and go, I built what I build now with that idea. Well, now I'm this new person. I have this new identity. I live in a great neighborhood with, you know, I'm very close to my family now in a very different way. Like, you know what I mean? I have good friends. I have amazing expanders, you know, in the industry. Like now I get to create from that. So like letting those past stressors like leak into this new identity is not good. Like I have to go, wait, 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 that's old Misty stressor.
Yep. Absolutely.
Let's reassess this. Thoughts?
Oh my gosh. Well, there's a quote I read, which I don't even remember anymore, so I'm not going to try and even repeat it, but it had something to do with an ego death, long of it short. It was like, I didn't know I had to let go of all my past selves to evolve into who I'm becoming, something to that along those lines. Mm-hmm. And I've said the quotes, I've probably reposted those types of quotes. There's a grieving process around that where it's not like you're dying, because you're right. Like you've evolved by those lessons into who you are and having a much more, your feet planted and grounded. I can say that for myself. And yet at the same time, letting go of those past versions of yourself, like there's something like grief, like there's grief around that. It's like, wait a minute, like I still want you to be my backpack, but they don't serve you. Like their little limiting beliefs or their thoughts or their truths do seep into your current reality. And they're not true. They don't even support you. They actually like hinder you and hold you back. But at the same time, it's like, but that's who grew me to who I am today. And it's like, that's okay, but they do have to go. And that's a beautiful thing too. And one thing I've talked to you about when I speak of past self, if I speak of her as like she, little Laura, you know, 16-year-old Laura has come up today and I talk about her in like third person. And it's because like I try and really detach from who that person is because that's not who I am today. And it's funny when I talk about, even with my employees, about who like 20-year-old Laura used to be, they're like, no way. Like,
same.
Oh my gosh, she was a train wreck, like literally been arrested twice. I had like a drinking problem. I almost got fired from my job. I like literally was just, I was terrible. Like I wasn't terrible. I was just a mess. And they're like, there's no way that that happened to you, because that's not who I am today. Like I've detached from that person. That's a story of who I was. And thank God I grew from that. And then same thing in my 30s, like there's parts of me in my 30s that I'm so grateful for. And there's parts of me in my 30s that I'm like, you know what, she can just stay there because I don't need her to be where I'm at today, because I'm in such a stronger place of finding who I am and my confidence. And it's funny when we get hit and blindsided with stuff that challenge us, like debt, that we just so quickly forget who we are and go back to that place of like, right? Or when debt first happened, of like, oh crap, everything's falling apart. This sucks. This is hard. I can't get out of it. I'm going to be here forever. Who am I? When it's like, not even, get that out of there. That's not even who you are. It's funny. Like our programming doesn't get updated as quickly as we like it to.
God, ain't that the truth? I really like what you just said about kind of disassociating your past self. Like, I think I want to name her different. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to say me. I'd like
a street name.
Yeah, like, you know, or something. I don't know. Like, you know, yeah, it's very interesting. And also the thing about debt too, which is, this is yesterday I posted in my stories, we lost power for like, God, like 19 hours the other day. And I posted in my stories, like I very much coach on like being thankful for your bills, because your electricity bill, your phone bill, it provides you with a service that makes your life comfortable, right? So like, you may get a bill for your electricity. Oh, but you have heat and you have AC and like you're comfortable in your home. Like you should be happy that you have the funds to be able to do that with your life, like a gratitude thing, right? And so I asked I said, what is one expense that you're grateful for? Do you know how many people put their mortgage? So many people put their mortgage. Guys, mortgage is debt. And it was like this eye opener of like people stress and have so much shame and this whole conversation, right? Like mm-hmm. the stress around debt, but then we choose to not stress about this kind of debt, but we choose, you know, what with your house, like that is like yesterday was like such an eye opener of how emotions drag us around and drag us down and keep us stuck, because I guarantee you wouldn't have the house that everyone said that they love to pay their mortgage on, like if you were scared of debt in that way. But if you looked at it as a tool, it's completely different, because that's what it is. Like not a lot of people have hundreds of thousands of dollars just sitting around to like pay cash for a house. Like it was a very fascinating realization for me.
That's interesting. I think because it's true, when I think of debt, like my car, I have my car financed. Mm-hmm. It's a great percentage rate, but it's still financed nonetheless. And I still owe on it.
Right.
And I don't see it as a negative thing. I'm like, oh yeah, that's just a necessity. I need a car to get around. Did I need the car I bought? Probably not, but I fucking love it. And I feel like so good in my car. Same yep. thing with the house. We don't have a mortgage, we rent, but it's like when that time comes, I'll still see it that same way. It's just a necessity. It's just part of life. And so why can't we change our mentality around other debts the same way, like business debt? That's a part of growing a business. Ask any entrepreneur, unless they're like a trust fund baby, you have to invest money into growing a business.
Yep.
I grew my Michael salon. I invested, I think literally, it was probably $10,000 into my micro salon, because there was a lot of things I was building and growing at the exact same time, right? It wasn't just like a little bit here and there. I dumped a ton of money back into it really quickly. But I did that to grow it to where it is. Same thing with like becoming a hairstylist. It may not be as much financial debt. Maybe you have financial debt from beauty school, but maybe more of that's like investing in shears, education, mm-hmm. time of being like a really terrible hairstylist and going through apprenticeship programs. Like you have to put time in to get a return for what you're wanting, whether it's time or money. Now if you're making, and what you said was interesting, because if you're making financial decisions based off of like a shopping spree, you're probably going to feel like shit about that because you didn't.
It's unintentional.
Yeah. You didn't need it. Does it feel good in the moment? 100%, but it's not necessary. And is that going to actually like help your future self make more money? No, it's not actually. You could be naked making great money. So, yeah. I mean, let's not go down that rabbit hole.
Well, I mean, people do. okay, I know we don't have a lot of time, but this is just reminding me of something that I feel like we're going to have to do a part two or something, because and as you were talking, I was just thinking about the fact that when you look at your debt, or you look at an amount of money that you're spending, right? And like, we're talking about, okay, you're buying, getting your house and that makes you feel good, right? How many of us, because we put so much of our own personal worth around our money, feel guilty going into debt, investing in ourselves? Like, for example, an example would be, so you're building out your salon, or you're, you know, buying the scissors, whatever, you're going in debt for these things. And you're like, no, I needed that to build this business. But then you go into debt for education, and then that feels not as good. And I wonder, have you ever felt, and this is something that I literally had like a little aha moment of this week, of like, would that feel better if it wasn't to better me, my brain, my body? Like, it does nothing more than grow me. That's a self-worth issue, right? Like, that's mm-hmm. No, I'm worth paying that money to build myself up, which in turn will build my business up, right? Mm-hmm.
No, it's deep. I used to feel that way. I remember the very first business coach I invested in. It was weird. It was like a I bought a program and I got a couple free coaching calls from this person, and it was like a $2,000 investment. And I was like, I spent the money. And when I was like, wait a minute, I need to get that money back. I immediately felt regret.
Right.
And little did I know it was going to like walk me down. I fell into this deep rabbit hole of personal development from there, which I'm so grateful.
The best $2,000 you've ever spent in your
best
life.
$2,000 that's probably quantified into $100,000, but I still don't regret it. Like, my investments into self get bigger and bigger and bolder because I see the evolution, and it literally collapses time. Like, the amount of time and effort I would have had to have done that type of work on my own, I'd still be like light years away from where I am today. And again, it's not positioning myself I'm better than anyone. I'm just a better version of me than who I was, because I didn't like the way I thought, the way I operated. Like, I just knew there was more to what my life was giving me in that season. And now, being in a space, and I invest a lot every single year into myself, into my business, it is something I don't know if I'll ever stop, because I always learn something each year that I do it. I always change and evolve. My viewpoints change. My compassion changes. My temperament changes. Like, it's stuff that I didn't realize was going to help my quality of life. I mean, the way I mother my child is probably so different than had I have not done this type of work.
Right.
Like, my mom, I'm not getting emotional about this. My mom, this is a little off topic, but not. She came to stay with me over around Thanksgiving and visited myself and my family. And she looks at me and she says, I'm getting emotional. She's like, I just can see how much you love your son just through your actions and your words and your temperament and your patience. And she goes, that's the real person that I helped raise. She goes, I see the real you by how you mother your son.
Oh, now I'm going to cry.
I was like, and it's like the kindest thing my mom is. I think she's not an unkind person, but it was probably like the biggest gift I could have received in that moment, because of all of those stories that I labeled on myself. In high school, I was a complete asshole. I was angry. I was like depressed. I was self-mutilating. I was all the things. And so then I repelled everyone away from me, and then wondered why no one liked me, and then continued down this path of, you know, not loving myself, and then wondering why life was so hard. And, you know, that brings me to making bad decisions, going through a divorce, yada, yada, yada. And then bam, personal development met me at 32 years old. And so from 32 to 41 now, I've done all this work that I continue to want to work on. And for my mom to be like, I've always known this about you, and I see the side of you with your son, like, it's so beautiful. I'm like, wow, like, that couldn't have happened without going through that work.
Right.
So it's that type of stuff that's what I would invest $100,000 again into myself to get to where I'm at today, and to not have all of those angry labels and those, you know, I was repelling what I wanted the entire time because I didn't know any better. Because I was afraid and I was hurt, and I was making shitty decisions because I didn't know my self-worth.
Yeah. Repelling what you want and didn't know any better. I think that literally sums up exactly what we're talking about, because again, stepping into that new level, new devil situation where that old shit comes up, we have to let the old shit go. We have to let it go, you know? Like, it is imperative for you as a human, for you as a, you know, if you're listening to this, you're a business owner, like we have to step into the new place and let go of the past stuff that is holding us back, because it will continue to hold us back. Right. And maybe you're thinking, well, I've gotten really far and I still have the stressors and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, yeah, but think of how far you could go without them.
100%.
You know, like, I mean, even having this conversation right now and like thinking of all the stress around the business debt, and it's like, literally, I would be so much more at peace if that stress didn't exist and my life was exactly the same as it is right now. Like, getting rid of the business debt isn't necessarily going to take all the stress out of my life. And I'm more than likely going to want to expand again and might actually put myself in debt again on purpose. Right. So I want to get rid of the stressful feeling around it so that I can expand in a way that I want to expand and step into that person that I want to step into. So if you're listening, you know, the mindset, the way that you think, the way your nervous system responds to all these new things that you are doing, like, it's doing it for a reason. Pay attention and figure out how you can work through it, whether it be through a coach like myself, Laura. There's a million coaches out there. You don't have to come to us, but it, you know, we're great though.
But we're pretty fucking cool. And
yeah,
awesome.
But we're pretty awesome, but just saying, but, but you know, you have to figure out how to get through it, or you are going to feel it over and over and over and over and over again, just in different ways.
Yeah. It's so true. This was such a good conversation. I took so much from this conversation today.
I feel like I'm going to have to just, when it, like, it comes out, I'm just going to keep like re-listening to it for my own sake.
There were some good golden nuggets in that.
Yes, for sure. Laura, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, as always.
Thanks for inviting me on
to hey, we need to talk about this.
Hey, anytime. You know how I do. You say something resonates, I'm like, you want to say this publicly? Come on. Let's do it. Once again, thank you for listening to the Cash Confident Stylist podcast. I appreciate each and every one of my listeners more than you know. If you like what you hear, please screenshot this episode, share it with a friend, share it on social media, and don't forget to tag me, Misty Jane, and the podcast at Cash Confident Stylist Podcast. You can even take it a step further and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Talk with you on the next one.